Jack Schenker's on the line again from Cairo. You're in Tahrir Square, Jack, and you've got some protesters with you.
That's right. It's a rather more subdued Tahrir Square this morning. I mean, obviously, compared to a couple of weeks ago, there are still thousands, if not tens of thousands of people here still holding their anti-Mubarak signs aloft and banging their drums and waving their flags. But there's definitely been a change of atmosphere since last night's speech. The numbers are much smaller. There's a slight air of despondency, and around the edges of the square where the army have their blockade, you can see arguments breaking out between protesters. Some of those who have been out here demonstrating are saying, we've got what we wanted, it's time to go home. And we've just heard news, we haven't confirmed it yet, that the internet is coming back on. There's this idea of an air of normalcy returning, and those that are determined, and I still think they're in the majority, but those that are determined to reject Mubarak's offer of, you know, stepping down in September and making certain political and constitutional concessions, they are quite concerned that Mubarak's speech was very carefully weighted to sort of split the opposition and divide and weaken them. We're also seeing, as I'm sure you've been hearing, a number of pro-Mubarak protests. They haven't yet reached Tahrir Square, and an attempt was made last night from nearby Midana Talaparb to try and bring about 1,000 pro-Mubarak protesters towards the square, but they were repelled when they saw the number of anti-Mubarak people that were here. I'm here now with a protester called Ayman Farag, who is a 32-year-old journalist. He's been on these protests, supporting these protests for the last few days, and he's been very disappointed at what he's seen this morning. I'll hand you over to him now, and you can ask him some questions.
Hello?
Ayman?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, hi. Just give us an idea. What did you make of Mubarak's statement yesterday?
I thought the statement was disappointing, highly disappointing. It's not what we're asking for. Our protests haven't been for him to not run the next election. It's been for him and his whole regime to move aside, to be removed. The whole protest started off with the idea of the end of the regime. It became personal, and now he's used the fact that we've been targeting him as a symbol of the regime to say that, well, if I step aside, if I don't run the next election, then there's your demands met. But no, the whole regime has to go, the whole corrupt, illegitimate regime and the parliament. The parliament doesn't represent us, that was put in through coercion, thuggery. I mean, it's all been listed already in catalogued complaints. But basically, this is not what we want. And the trouble is, I mean, aside from what he said, the real problem is the way it's being played out. His speech is being replayed on the 8 state TV channels over and over. It's on the radio. People are saying, well, this is what they wanted. He's given them something. Now he's leaving. What more do they want? And the fact is, the end of a 30-year reign of an 83-year-old dictator isn't an achievement. I mean, it should be a granted. It should be given. It's something that should be taken for granted. We want more than that. We want a government that represents us. We want a parliament that's fair. We want free and fair elections to bring in a parliament that will actually work for the country, for the good of the people in the country, and not for the interests of a few people in the pockets of the regime.
Describe how the mood has changed since Mubarak made that statement.
Well, there are fewer people out here. Whereas people before were arguing about, well, what happens if Mubarak goes? I mean, if the arguments were, it would be, well, if Mubarak goes, what happens now? It's, well, these demonstrators. Now the arguments and public transport around the city, it's more of, well, he's come on, it's enough now. Our lives have been disrupted enough. He's making concessions. This is what's happening. He's given a speech. What more do they want? These people... Whereas it might have been irritation to some people before, now it's unacceptable. And more and more people are seeing that way. People are protesting and thinking, well, we've achieved something. We've done something. Well done. But no, we haven't achieved what we set out to achieve, which is for the whole regime to go. And also, the next. I mean, we don't want this regime, this parliament to dictate the amendments that they'll make to the next to the constitution, because who's to say what they sign in? This is the parliament doesn't represent us, and this is the regime that has never overseen one single free and fair election, even though they described each one as so. So who's to say the next one in September for the presidency will be anything different?
Is the opposition divided as to what to do next?
No, well, from what I've seen, I mean, I'm not in contact with the politicians, but from what I've seen, from what I gather on the news and in the media, no, they've said they're not going to talk. They're not going to talk to the vice president, who's been delegated with talking to the opposition.
What about the protesters? Are you divided?
There's divisions. Unfortunately, yes, there are divisions, and that's the fear. The numbers are going to go down. People, like I said, people are going to say, we've achieved something here. The Gamal Mubarak won't succeed the throne, and Husni is definitely going. He's also in the next election. We'll have a new president. And they've said the election will be more open. The amendments we made to the constitution, which so far dictate only a very few number of people can actually run for president. Unfortunately, that's not enough because we cannot trust this regime, this president. And who's to say when the spotlight shifts in the next few months that they'll even meet any of these promises they've made? I mean, Mubarak won't stand. That's something that can't happen after what he said. But the other little promises, it's all window dressing. Everything he's done so far is window dressing, changing the cabinet, moving the police. It's all window dressing, nominating vice president. These aren't the things we want. He doesn't understand. He's holding on, and this mood of siege that he's created, that the government's created by curfews, cutting off internet, cutting off phones intermittently, and bringing in the army. It just showed to them the idea of us wanting change, of us wanting a legitimate government is abhorrent. It's like we're declaring war. We're not declaring war. We're stating our demands for our rights. Simple as that.
Okay, Eamon. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.